Jack keep going. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going.
When you come to that pressure, please know that I feel you. Gotta take care of the kids and put food on the table while bills do. You got pressure on top of pressure, but I don't think they understand. Life ain't pitching up a fastballs, ain't nothing coming underhand. Real greatness get tested, but you can't stop, you invest. They say pressure made diamonds. Embrace your pressure, don't stress. Tell me why would you stop? Tell me why would you quit? We just looking for the victory. We ain't looking for the exit. Gotta stay focused. Gotta be staying on top of your game. Gotta be locked on the target. Gotta stay focused. Fix your aim. Hit them up. Bang, bang, bang. They thought you would fall off, but ain't nothing changed. You the little engine that knew they could. Now everybody wanna ride the train.
They watch it. You know it. Be silent. Stay focused. Keep grinding. Just trust me. One day you gon' be the dopest.
You gotta put some in. You gon' get some out. Why get in and get out? Don't stop.
Hello, wonderful scholars and knowledge seekers. Welcome to Dissertation in 90 Days, brought to you by Writers ER. I am your host, Dr. J, ready to guide you through the labyrinth of academic writing, research, and of course, dissertations. In this series, we'll delve deep into the intricate tapestry of crafting a stellar dissertation, unweaving threads of knowledge and weaving them back into a masterpiece of scholarly research. Now, our topic for today is quintessential for PhD candidates, the vital role of case study research. Case study research is like the microscope of the academic world. It allows scholars to zoom in on a subject, scrutinizing the minutiae and subtleties that are often missed by the naked eye. Now, why is a case study so crucial for your doctoral journey, you ask? Well, it's the epitome of detailed and focused research, enabling you to excavate deeper layers of knowledge and contributing profoundly to your field of study. I know the road to a PhD is paved with blood, sweat, tears, and let's be honest, an abnormal amount of coffee. So let's add some flavor to that coffee, shall we? Let's make this journey enjoyable, enriching, and dare I say, a tad more vivacious. But don't fret, we are not here to overwhelm you with grandiose words and convoluted concepts. We're here to break things down, step by step, ensuring that you can readily implement this newfound wisdom. Think of your journey as planting a garden. The dissertation is the final flourishing garden, teeming with vibrant blooms and lush greens, a testament to your hard work and meticulous care. But before you get to bask in its beauty, you need the right seeds, the right tools, and the know-how to nurture each bud to fruition. And that's where we step in, handing you the trowel and guiding your hand as you sow each seed, ensuring each one has the optimum environment to thrive in. Every episode in this series will be a blend of wisdom, practical advice, a dash of humor, and yes, perhaps a sprinkling of metaphors. After all, who said academic discussions have to be dull and dreary? So, grab your notebooks, your favorite pen, or hey, if you're more technologically inclined, open up a new document and let's dive in. It's time to explore, unearth, and most importantly, learn how to construct a dissertation that is not just a piece of paper, but a symphony of knowledge and insight. Let's embark on this enlightening journey together and transform the daunting into the doable, the perplexing into the comprehensible. Remember, it's not about the destination, but about the journey and the knowledge and insights we gain along the way. So, are you ready to journey through the world of case study research and build a solid foundation for your dissertation? Let's get started and let's make it an adventure to remember. All right, scholars, let's dive into the world of case study research. Now, what exactly is this research method that sounds oh so important, you ask? Simply put, a case study research is an in-depth study of a particular situation rather than a sweeping statistical survey. It's a method used to narrow down a very broad field of research into one easily researchable topic. It's like when you have a giant delicious pie in front of you. You don't try to devour it all at once, right? You savor it piece by piece. Similarly, case study research allows us to savor and understand each piece of the research pie meticulously. Now, this method is particularly cherished in the realm of social sciences. Why, you ask? Well, it allows researchers to explore and understand complex issues in their real-life context. It is akin to the paintbrush of an artist, allowing the painter to capture not just the appearance, but the essence, the soul of the subject. Speaking of essence, the objectives of case study research are manifold. It aims to illuminate a decision or set of decisions, why they were taken, how they were implemented, and with what result. It's about peeling back the layers, unraveling the intricacies, and gaining a profound understanding of the subject at hand. The beauty of this method lies in the depth and detail it provides. It's not about skimming the surface. It's about diving deep, exploring the nooks and crannies, uncovering the gems hidden beneath. Case study research is invaluable as it provides real, practical, and applicable insights. It's not just about theory. It's about real-world application, making it highly relevant and practical. The richness and depth of a case study are akin to reading a well-crafted novel, where you are not just observing the characters, but living their experiences, feeling their emotions, understanding their motivations, rather than just a cursory glance at a summary on the back cover. Having peeled back the layers of what case study research entails, let's segue into how one can effectively conduct it. Because knowing what a treasure trove a case study can be is one thing, but unlocking it, well, that's a whole different ballgame. So, buckle up as we navigate through the intricate landscape of conducting effective case study research, turning the complex into the comprehensible, and transforming the theoretical into the tangible. And remember, it's not about how fast we go, but how well we know. We've grasped what a case study is and why it's a goldmine of insights. Now let's venture into constructing the architectural marvel that is a case study. Designing a case study is like sketching a blueprint for a magnificent building. It starts with formulating the right research questions. Think of them as the pillars that will uphold your entire study. Crafting precise, clear, and focused questions is pivotal as they will steer the direction of your study. It's like having a compass in the uncharted territories of research. It prevents you from straying off the path and keeps you on course to uncovering those precious insights. Next, we delve into the realm of selecting cases. Choosing the right cases is like choosing the right ingredients for a gourmet meal. You need fresh, high-quality ingredients to create a culinary masterpiece. Similarly, selecting pertinent cases is crucial to derive meaningful insights. Develop a criteria, identify strategies that will help you select cases that are a representation of the population you are studying. It's like sifting through a box of assorted chocolates to find your favorite ones. After your careful selection, you arrive at the stage of data collection and analysis. There are various methods to collect data, such as interviews, observations, and documents, and selecting the right one is like choosing the right lens to view a scene. It affects what you see and how you interpret it. Analysis, on the other hand, is the process of making sense of this collected data. It's like piecing together a puzzle, each piece revealing a fragment of the bigger picture. Collecting data without proper analysis is like having a library full of books in a language you don't understand. It's there, but you can't make sense of it. So we analyze, we interpret, we understand, transforming scattered pieces of information into coherent knowledge. Now, with a sound methodological foundation laid down, it's time to address how we present this newfound knowledge to the world. Let's move on to elucidating how to sculpt your case study into an articulate, coherent, and impactful piece of scholarship. Because it's not just about what we find, but how we share it that can make a real difference. With the bricks and mortar of methodology in place, let's move on to constructing a powerful, compelling case study dissertation. It's time to put the architect's hat on and draft the blueprint of your magnum opus. Structuring your dissertation is like building a house. It needs a solid foundation, strong pillars, and a roof that ties it all together. Start with a compelling introduction that outlines the scope, purpose, and significance of your study. Following this, ensure each chapter, each section flows logically, each contributing to the coherent argument you are crafting. It's like weaving a tapestry. Each thread should interlace seamlessly, creating a harmonious and captivating piece of art. Writing style and presentation are the soul of your dissertation. It's the rhythm in the music, the flavor in the dish. Maintain a style that's engaging, clear, and precise. Avoid jargon. Be concise yet comprehensive. It's like cooking a meal. Too many spices can overshadow the taste. So, be judicious with your words, making each one count, ensuring your readers are not just reading, but experiencing, absorbing, and understanding. Of course, powerful writing is not just about style, it's about substance. This brings us to validation and reliability. Validate your findings through meticulous analysis and corroboration from existing literature. Your study should be a beacon of reliability and credibility, resonating with authenticity and truth. Think of it like the echo in a mountain range. It should reflect the original sound accurately, without distortions. To craft a case study dissertation that's both compelling and credible, focus on the coherence of argument, clarity of expression, and authenticity of findings. It's like crafting a melody. It needs the right notes, the right tempo, and the right emotion to create a symphony that reverberates in the hearts of the listeners. After the meticulous process of structuring and articulating your dissertation, the journey doesn't end. It's crucial to ensure the resonance and impact of your piece in the academic world and beyond. So let's delve into how to disseminate your findings effectively, ensuring that your voice is not just heard, but also echoes in the corridors of knowledge. All right, fellow knowledge seekers, we are now at the final stretch of our journey today, making sure that the fruits of our labor, the jewels of our intellect, don't just shine, but illuminate. It's about ensuring the ripples of our work traverse far and wide across the lake of academia and beyond. Firstly, presenting the implications of your research effectively is akin to a chef plating a dish. It needs to be appealing, coherent, and should convey the essence of your creation. The implications of your study are the bridges between your research and the existing pool of knowledge, contributing new insights, perspectives, and understanding to what's already known. It's about adding new stars to the academic galaxy, each one shining light on uncharted territories. Once your research is ripe and ready, think of dissemination as sowing the seeds of your findings across diverse fields. Craft strategies that make your research accessible, understandable, and relatable. Use platforms, mediums, and languages that reach wider audiences, transcending barriers. It's about turning the light bulb on for as many people as possible, illuminating minds with the glow of newfound knowledge. But let's not forget, academia is not a solitary island. It's a bustling, vibrant community. Networking is the heartbeat of academic life. Forge connections, interact with peers, and be a part of the ongoing dialogue. It's like being part of an orchestra, each member contributing to the symphonic harmony of collective knowledge. Collaboration is the golden thread that binds the academic fabric together. It enhances the quality, depth, and reach of your research. It's about combining different colors of intellect to paint a masterpiece that's rich, diverse, and multifaceted. Remember, it's the confluence of diverse streams that makes a river mighty. To sum it up, make your research a beacon. Let its implications resonate, disseminate its essence far and wide, and collaborate to amplify its echo. Make it a lighthouse that guides ships across the vast ocean of academia, illuminating paths and uncovering horizons. That's all for today, Enlightened Minds. What a splendid journey we've had today, traversing the dynamic landscapes of case study research. We've delved deep into its essence, understood its methodological foundations, explored how to craft a compelling case study dissertation, and discovered how to maximize the impact of our research. I encourage you all to embrace this method, to unearth, to explore, and to understand the multifaceted phenomena around us. Apply the insights, let them guide your scholarly pursuits, and may you all add vibrant colors to the canvas of knowledge. And before we part, here's something special for you. Head over to writerser.com/playbook to download the playbook titled How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less by Dr. Anthony Robinson. Yes, the maestro who completed not one but 2 dissertations in 6 months. It's a treasure trove of insights and strategies to guide you through your dissertation journey. Lastly, I invite you all to share your experiences, your insights, and your thoughts on case study research. Let's create a symphony of ideas, a confluence of thoughts, enriching each other and the world of academia. Until next time, keep the flame of curiosity burning bright, and let's continue our journey in the fascinating world of knowledge together.